Blog Talk Radio.
How are we doing this lovely afternoon? This is Evangelist Robina Lee from the New Creations Church Ministries. On behalf of my pastor, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, I will be reading the scripture this afternoon and going and doing prayer. I praise God for you, and I thank you for just taking out the opportunity and time that you could connect and we could go to the throne together. I will be reading two scriptures this morning. No, I won't. I'm sorry. I will be reading Psalms 20. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I, the Lord saveth his anointed, he were hearing from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the reading of your word on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We come before you, Lord God, the God, of creator of the universe, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, God, all-seeing, all-hearing, God, all-prayer-answering, God. We come to our Elohim and our El Shaddai. We come thanking you, Father God, for this opportunity and this time. Lord, we give you praise on today. Hallelujah. We come, Lord God, as I lift up my sisters and myself, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have allowed us to come together today to do. We thank you, Lord God, for the very air that we breathe. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, strength, a sound mind, and an able body. We thank you, Father God, for being the head of our lives. We thank you for being our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you're all powerful, all wise, and all knowing. We thank you because you are our healer and our deliverer. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us on today, Father God, as we travel the dangerous highways and byways. We thank you, Lord God, that even as we sit in our homes, that you was with us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that as our children left to go to school on today, Father God, that you were with them. We thank you, Lord God, for continuously covering us in the blood of the Lamb. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, for the things that we are unable to do for ourselves, but we surrender unto you. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, as we come, Father God, that you will forgive us of all our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you can forgive us of the things that we knowingly committed, knowing they were wrong, and the things that we did not know. We ask that you will forgive us of the sins of our forefathers. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask, Father God, that as we come, Lord God, today, that you continuously have prepared the way for us. You made a way out of us. There were things that may have came against us, but we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us today shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, because you are awesome and almighty, that we can come before you, touching and agreeing and decreeing, and it shall be. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this upcoming week, Father God. I lift up my pastor to you, Lord God, that as you go before your throne room, Father God, breaking every chain, woman, thou art loose from every situation, from every circumstance, for everything that's easily beset us, Father God. We thank you for loosening the chains and breaking and setting us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Father God, how you reign upon us, Lord God, and you breathe breath upon our bodies on today. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would look upon the sick and the afflicted. You said in your word that many of the affliction of the righteous, but you, Lord God, deliver them out of them all. We send your word, Father God, of deliverance in the atmosphere today to the hospitals, the sick rooms, the nursing homes, Lord God, even on this line, Lord God, that someone may be sick in their bodies. We ask, Lord God, that you would heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. So we know already that they are healed by your stripes. So I ask that they would just walk in the faithfulness of you, Father God, knowing that you could do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever ask or think but fail. Thank you for being an unfailing and an always faithful God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for the things, Lord God, that has been put before us. Father God, we thank you because and as we receive trials and tribulations, they come to make us strong. So help us to be wise and knowing that you, Lord God, have not brought us this far to leave us, that you, O God, cover us in the blood of the Lamb, and that you keep us as an apple of thine eye. We thank you, Father God, for hiding us beneath the shadow of thy wings and protecting us from the dangers of the seen and unseen. We thank you, Lord God, because you're awesome and almighty and all-powerful and all-wise. God, hallelujah. There are questions and things that we need answers to, Lord God, and we come before your throne this morning, O God, casting all our cares upon you. Because you care for us, and you said if you care for us, you would give us rest. So, God, we rest in you today, laying down our cares of this world, cares of our families, our finances, and our households, knowing, Lord God, that you can supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We ask, Lord God, on today that you would move, Lord God, speedily and mightily on our behalf. We thank you, Father God, as we lift up the president of this country. We ask, Lord God, that you would move on behalf, Lord God, of the Republicans and the Democrats, Father God, that we would be united as one, Lord God, that we could come to a mutual agreement, Lord God, certainly the people of God. It is not about an individual, Father God, but it's about a nation. So we ask that you would have mercy on this nation in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that you would continue to cover up those that are at war, Lord God. Cover them and their families in the name of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb. We ask that you would continue, Lord God, to give them the eyes to see, even in the midst of darkness, Lord God, that they would find joy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. That they would know, Lord God, that nothing could come upon us unless you allow it to. And if you allow it to, it's there for a reason. So help us, Lord God, to seek you, Lord God, for your purpose, your plan, and your way. We thank you, Lord God, because of who you are and whose we are, Father God, that we could come together, touching and agreeing. Hallelujah, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you hear us when we pray, and by you being a prayer hearing, you are a prayer answering God. So, God, I thank you today. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for as you allow us to learn, Lord God, different things and different avenues of life, as you change the leaves, Lord God, and the colors of the leaves, and the weather changes, Father God, as I pray that we begin to find more quiet time, Lord God, to seek your face. Find more time, Lord God, to come to you about our cares and our concerns, not to the telephone, but to the throne room. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to seek you first. The kingdom of God, you said, and all things will be added unto us, Father God. And we stand in need of a lot of things. So we ask that you continue, Lord God, to give us the grace which is so sufficient for our need on today. Lord God, continues to hide us and make us lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Continues to order our steps and direct our path. Continue, Lord God, to be the hedge of protection that we need, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah, just for being able to come before you in prayer to connect, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, for you being all powerful and all wise and all knowing. So, God, look upon my sisters right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch their families, touch their bodies, touch their mind. We bind up the spirit, oh, God, that try to come against us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, Satan, we come against you with the blood of the Lamb, and we bind every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring it to captivity, we thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Lord God, we lose Satan from his assignment against us, and we call him canceled and annihilated in the name of Jesus, and we command him to the pits of hell from which he cometh. Lord God, we thank you for the authority you've given us according to your word, oh God, that if we ask anything in thy name, it shall be done. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that I would do a new thing, Father God, in the lives of your daughters. Do a new thing, Lord God, as we being parents. Do a new thing as we being sisters and as we being grandparents. Lord God, do a new thing as we're the aunties, Lord God, and the mothers to so many. Do a new thing, Father God, I pray, amongst your young women in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to reach them, Father God, to know, Lord God, if they would just lay aside every weight that is so easily beset them and seek your face, Father God, that you will make all things right and all things well in due season. Hallelujah, Lord God. It won't come instantly. Some may and some may not, but in due season. Hallelujah, we shall reap if we faint not. Help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Help us, Lord God, to do, Lord God, those things which you have set aside and desired us to do. Help us to do the things, the desires on our heart. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you because you, Lord God, strengthens us when we are weak. It is you, Father God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that continuously, Lord God, to pour out an anointing that destroys every yoke. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you all the honor. We thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to breathe today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the good things that you have bestowed upon us that we can't even see yet. We thank you, Lord God, for you are working behind the scenes. Even though we know that we are maybe walking through the pits of hell and through fighting right now, Father God, but you sustain us and you keep us just as you kept the three Hebrew boys, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for being our keeper. We thank you for being our protection, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the things that you desire for us that are greater than we can ever think or imagine. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus as we come, Lord God, the desires that you place upon the hearts of your daughters, I pray that they will rise to the major claim that they who really will want hope, God, and help bring it to pass in the name of Jesus by your Holy Spirit. Father, you are awesome and you are almighty. Hallelujah. Thanking you, Lord God. Can't do nothing in our own strength, but you said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for strengthening and allowing the Holy Spirit to bring all things back into our remembrance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for passing that test. Hallelujah, God. I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. For Lord God, for you see all. You sit high and you look low and you know the very depths of our heart. You see what man cannot see. Hallelujah. While man look at the outer apparel, Lord God, you look at our heart. You know our heart's desire. You know, Lord God, what we stand in need of. You know the things that we're desiring. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks for being almighty. Thank you for being who you are, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, because we can do all things through Christ. And according to our faith, you said, let it be unto us, O God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would strengthen us, Lord God, into believing your word, O God, not to try to dissect it, not to try to infiltrate it, not to try to make it do what we desire to do, but let your word settle and forever settle in heaven as it is here on earth. Father God, let us take your word for literally for what it says and run with it in the name of Jesus. Help us to apply it unto our lives, Lord God, that as we walk it out, that we may be a witness unto others to Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You're so great and awesome. We love you today. Lord God, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. So, Lord God, with the very tongue that we have, we offer praise unto you, Lord God. We offer up, Lord God, our worship, Lord God. For our worship is so real. We thank you, Father God, for knowing that you, Lord God, have paved the way for many things in our lives. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give your name of praise. Hallelujah. We continue, Lord God, to thank you, Lord God, for those who paved the way, our mothers, Lord God, and our grandparents, and our great grandparents, who allowed us to teach us, Lord God. You said to train a child in the way to go, at least your word declares, and when they get older, would not depart from it. Help us to be trained from today, Lord God. Help us to embrace one another with love, oh God, with that godly love, oh God, that in spite of the love that you use, Lord God, that you, in spite of what we do and become upon the cross, Lord God, you continue to show us love. Help us to be loving, Lord God, as you are to us, to each other, in the name of Jesus, huh? Lord, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. I thank you, Lord God. You are such an awesome God. Such an awesome God, and I love you, Lord God. Thank you for my sisters. Thank you, Lord God, for being that head of protection around them. I pray for those, Lord God, who may be in a battered situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would strengthen them. And, Lord God, give them the wisdom and the insight as a way to escape danger. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, help them, Lord God, not to look back, oh God, but to continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help, knowing that their help cometh from you, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to just guide them and lead them in the way that they should go. Continue, Lord God, to feed them upon your word, that they would, those who may be thirsty, Lord God, that their thirst will be filled in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We recognize that you alone are God. Besides you, there is no other. Hallelujah. So, God, continue to, Lord God, to look upon my sisters. Continue to, Lord God, breathe upon them afresh. Continue to anoint them, Lord God, and empower them even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your understanding, Lord God, for giving us the spirit of understanding and the spirit of wisdom on today. You said if any man lack, let him ask, oh God, and I'm asking on behalf of me and my sisters that you would endow us with power, the power to walk right, the power to talk right, the power to live right. Lord God, we need your power in order to do these things in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, hallelujah. We continue to give you praise. We acknowledge you alone as God. And Lord God, as we come, Lord God, to the end of this prayer, I pray, Lord God, your loving kindness and your tender mercies will continue to follow us, that grace and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Hallelujah. And that we, Lord God, being followers of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we will pick up our cross and follow after you and deny ourselves in the name of Jesus. Deny the things, Lord God, that is so tempting to the flesh, but to do those things which is right in thy sight. Lord, you're an awesome and a mighty God. You can do all things well. So, Lord God, continue to, Lord God, that as we leave this place, but never from your presence, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to be that head, continue to be the healer, the deliverer, the empower. Hallelujah, Lord God, the sanctifier. Thank you, Lord. Continuously, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for the many of things. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that as we come, Lord God, strengthen us continuously in our spirit, man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, Lord God, and we honor you on today. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that as we go through our trials and our tribulations, that you would continue to, Lord, to allow us to that we could count them all joy, knowing, Lord God, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're great and you're an awesome and a mighty God. And for that, we are so thankful on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that as you call Lazarus forth, that you, Lord God, that you call every dead thing that is good in our lives, that you call it back to life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our finances, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our health. We plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, our loved ones near and far. We plead the blood of Jesus over our enemies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families that are unbelievers. Hallelujah. In the way, Lord God, that we release you and your Holy Spirit to encamp around them, Lord God, to go before them, Lord God, and to be that shield behind them and that protection, Lord God, as we today take on the armor of God with our waist girded with truth, our mind with the helmet of salvation, that we keep our mind in you, Lord God, with the breastplate of righteousness, that we do those things that are right in your sight, and that the sword of the Spirit, your word, oh God, would continuously be rise up within us, that we may walk in the beauty and the likeness and the holiness of Christ Jesus, with our feet shod with the cross, so that we're to your kindness, to tell them of your wrath, Lord God, to tell them of your healing power, Lord God, and tell them a testimony of how you have brought us out from where we used to be. We're not where we ought to be, but yet we're striving to perfection, Lord God. So continue to breathe afresh, to anoint, Lord God, and to cover us in the blood. Hallelujah. I give you glory and I praise you, Lord God. Thank you for my sisters on today. Thank you for my pastor and every pastor, Lord God, and for every church that you've planted by your hand. Thank you, Lord God, that you are raising up a nation that will serve you, that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that will walk, Lord God, in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this opportunity and time. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. And if I am short of this prayer on today, Lord, I ask that you would forgive me. Hallelujah. But thank you, Lord God. Thank you for my instructors. Thank you for my classmates, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for those that you have put in my life to be a blessing and that I may be a blessing unto them. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I give thanks? Amen, and it is so. Hallelujah. My sisters, I pray, Lord God, has blessed you on today. I know he has just by putting breath in your body and allowing you to arise this morning with a sound mind and healable body. And I pray that you would continuously to seek him, continuously to allow him to be the one who leads and guides you into all truth by his Holy Spirit, and that you would continuously to give him all the praise in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what you're going through, and in spite of what it may seem. It is not what it appears, but it is as the word of God says, so that it is. Take hold of his word and stand on it, continuously to meditate on it, continuously to mutter it in your mind and your thoughts. Whenever time the enemy brings up a standard against, rises up against you, God will raise up a standard. His word is a standard that you give back to the enemy, and he will flee from you. Have a great day in the Lord and be blessed, and continuously know that you are loved. And for all those who are available, we're coming together this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at New Creations Church at 1462 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, for our women's conference, Woman, Thou Art Loose, and Every Chain Will Be Broken. Come in faith, come in believing, come in expectation, because God will meet us there. He said in his word, where two or three are gathered, he is in the midst. There will be more than two or three. Come and get your parking space and your place early. Hallelujah. Come and get your part and portion of the worship and of the word of God. Mighty women are coming before you. They are going to bring a word. They're going to bring deliverance and healing through the word of God unto you. Just come in expectation and you shall receive. I promise you that. You shall receive. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. I love you. Be blessed. Have a great day.